This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Manor of Farmington. Patient first name is Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Last name is Zaino, Z-A-I-N-O. Date of birth is November 2nd, 1939. Date of evaluation is November 1, 2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. History of present illness. This is a 83 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 10/26/2023. His chart indicates history of pontine stroke period. He has dysphagia, history of duodenal ulcer, BPH, stenosis of left carotid artery, and his right side weakness period. Patient's records indicates that he was initially admitted to Beaumont Farmington Hills for generalized weakness and subsequently admitted to Marywood Nursing Home. Patient had COVID. And returned back to the nursing home. Apparently he had mental status changes and was diagnosed to have a pontine stroke. He was evaluated by a psychologist from our service who thought patient lacked capacity to make informed decisions. Patient talked in a very low voice. He could follow simple commands. He knew he's 83 years old. He would respond to some questions and others he would not. Complete cognitive assessment could not be done. He stated that he worked in construction business, period. Patient did not specifically verbalize any persistent feelings of sadness, but seems pretty withdrawn. No known prior history of mental illness, period. He's currently on mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, I spoke to a patient's daughter. Angela Zaino, who had a lot of questions about patient's medical condition, prognosis, and was encouraged to bring it up with the PCP and neurologist period. She reported that prior to his stroke, patient was outgoing, quite lively and would joke around and was in good spirits. He had no known prior history of psychiatric treatments. His daughter did acknowledge that there was a time he used to drink, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems general. Unable to assess eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, unable to assess musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior hospitalizations, zero, prior history of suicide attempts, no, next paragraph, prior history of violence, no, next paragraph, education highest, not known, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, one daughter, and next prior legal issues, none, prior difficulty, legal system, none, next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, recreational form and chart, nursing, next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure 112 over 78, pulse 88, respiration 18. Next paragraph, fundamental swastika, general appropriately groomed demeanor, apathetic, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, talks in a very low voice, mood, unable to assess thought process, periods of confusion, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbance, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, orientation appeared oriented to person, impaired to time and place, memory, recent appears impaired, attention, concentration, poor, language impaired, judgment, insight and judgment, impaired. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Number one, cerebral infarction 163. Under plans, follow up with the PCP, neurologist for medical management. Encourage patient participation in physical, speech, and occupational therapy. Next paragraph, number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive symptoms, F06.31. Plans continue mirtazapine as prescribed. Period may have to increase dose. Daughter wants to talk to the patient first before consenting to any increase in mirtazapine dose. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behavior in your concern. Next paragraph. The patient will continue to receive for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis or common side effects of mirtazapine risk benefit statements and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of the resident. End of dictation.